So to create this work with Sebastian Perez that co-wrote the text with me, first we tried to find some historical, you know, references. We tried to find historical background about this character, because I did come across some of this samurai women through mangas, through stuff like that, like Tomoe Gozen. But I did try to find books about her, did try to find historical fact and stuff, and it was actually very difficult. So first I wanted to find a Japanese text about that. So I worked with an historian, a French historian, and also a Japanese historian for more than 3 years, trying to find a text about it. And there was no text in Japan about it. The only moment when this female warrior are just talk about are like in the DDUIK, that is a very famous book that is talking about the war. There is only 4 lines about Tomoe Gozen. So mainly they appear in Japanese woodblock. They appear in sort of modern movies or video games. But there is not really a lot of historical reference that has been made about them. Because, and this is what we find out, this is not the type of woman that Japanese people want to emphasize, they want to talk about, because this is not what the Japanese culture like to describe women. So mostly the women qualities are not to be a warrior, to be tough, to be difficult, or to have their own way of thinking. It is mostly in novels, in stories, women are presented as delicate, calm, nice, with a very cool way of see the stuff. So it's a kind of opposite type of people. That's the reason why I do think there is so few, almost not any fiction, any historical novels about it. So, because of that, we decided to write it with Sebastian. That was the beginning of the writing process of this Donne di, Story di Donne di Samurai.